This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Brian Koberger appearing in court today. And Brian Koberger also waiving his right to a speedy and preliminary hearing. What does that mean? The preliminary hearing is set for June 26 at 9 a.m. He was in court today in an orange T-shirt and told the court that he did, in fact, waive his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. There is no bail for Brian Koberger. What does it mean to waive your right for a speedy and preliminary hearing? Essentially, it means it's giving him and the defense a chance to decide what the plea will in fact be on June 26. A preliminary hearing is much like a mini trial, if you will. Once a defendant has entered a plea of not guilty, a preliminary hearing will often be held. The prosecutor must show that enough evidence exists to charge the defendant. Preliminary hearings are not always required, and the defendant can choose to waive it as he did today. Typically, it must be held within 14 days of the initial appearance if the defendant is being held in jail. If the defendant is out on bail, it must be scheduled within 21 days of the initial appearance. But in this case, and in any case, the right to waive it is there, and he did, in fact, waive it. The preliminary hearing, as I said, very similar to a mini trial. Prosecution will call witnesses, introduce evidence to the case, and cross-examine witnesses if they choose. However, the defense cannot object to using certain evidence, and in fact, evidence is allowed to be presented at a preliminary hearing that could not be shown to a jury trial. If the judge then concludes that there's probable cause to believe the crime was committed by the defendant, the trial will then be scheduled after that. However, if the judge does not believe the evidence establishes probable cause that the defendant committed the offense, then the charges would be dismissed. This is what we have coming up in June when the preliminary hearing is scheduled for the 26th at 9 a.m. So for now, Koberger will remain in jail with no bail as they prepare for that preliminary hearing. That's the latest that we have for you at this moment. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the case as they develop. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod for more on this off the air. Until next time, for all of us at True Crime Today and the University of Idaho Murders podcast, thank you for listening.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?